Welcome to Practicing Courage, a space where we're dedicated to exploring what it means to live well and engaging in practices that support finding the courage to do so. To fail is human. It's built into our experience from childhood. We walk and we fall. We learn to ride a bike and we fall again. We might begin a project, work toward a goal, or start a business and fail. We experience these moments when we're engaged in learning, when we're moving towards something we care about, and we come up short. We don't achieve the outcome or get the result that we wanted. And in these moments, there's an opportunity for practice. First, to notice how you meet these moments. Is it from a place of judgment and criticism toward yourself, toward others? Or do you relate to these moments with curiosity, with a sense of care and compassion? In my recent conversation with Dr. Amy Edmondson, we explored failure in depth and this opportunity for practice under the backdrop of a larger question. How do we stay open to learning in the face of failure? How do we stay open in the moments where we come up short? Today's practice offers some options for opening. And while there are many different ways to practice this, today I'd like to offer two to build on the conversation with Amy and the insights that came out of it. So the first practice is in these moments of failure, of coming up short, to choose to intentionally shift to curiosity, which begins with noticing your knee-jerk response, the spontaneous thoughts and emotions that may arise when you come up short. Maybe there's blame, judgment, criticism. Maybe there are feelings of embarrassment, shame, or guilt. Regardless of what's here spontaneously, becoming aware of it. That awareness can be supported with a practice of slowing down, taking a deep breath or two, and then inviting curiosity, bringing your attention directly to the spontaneous thoughts and emotions that are arising, observing them rather than being wrapped up in them. This shift to curiosity and awareness can create a space, even if it's a little one, to choose how you'd like to respond. That space is literally an opening. And alongside the opportunity to choose, you may also notice a bit of relief in the recognition that I'm not these thoughts, I'm not these emotions, these judgments, that this is the mind just doing its thing. It's a conditioned habit. And like all habits of mind, it's something that spontaneously can arise and also that naturally passes away. So seeing if it's possible to let the thoughts and the emotions to run their course, to arise and to pass away. As you do, one additional step in practicing curiosity coming directly from Amy may be to ask a really simple question. What happened here? And again, as you do, you may notice judgment arises spontaneously again. If it does, take the previous steps and rinse and repeat. Slowing down, taking a breath, getting curious, observing what's here, and allowing the thoughts and emotions to come and go. This practice of asking what happened can create a powerful shift experientially from things like knee-jerk or spontaneous judgment, blame, and criticism to curiosity. And that shift, again, can create an opening to learn, to grow, and to get better next time. Now, the second part of this practice has to do more directly with meeting these moments with compassion and care. So calling upon the work of Dr. Kristen Neff, who may be a very familiar name to you, she's a self-compassion researcher, there are three components of self-compassion. The first, according to Dr. Neff, is mindfulness, like recognizing this is a moment of failure, or this hurts, or this is a moment, albeit maybe it's small, of suffering. It's that simple awareness of what is arising directly in the moment. The emotions, the thoughts, observing and acknowledging what's here now. In large part, this is the practice we just engaged in. Now, in addition to mindfulness, the other two components of self-compassion are kindness and common humanity. Imagine for a moment you have a good friend, someone you care about, someone you are for, you have their back. And now imagine a situation where they failed at something, where they came up short. What would you say to them in that moment? And I'd invite you to consider not just the words you would say, but also what tone would you use? It likely may sound something like, "It's okay. You're human. You're strong. You can get through this. I'm here. I got your back." Something to that effect. So the invitation for practice would be to see if you can take these caring, supportive, kind words and tone and intentionally speak to yourself in the moments where you come up short, where you experience an undesired result related to a goal that you care about. And the last piece is to remember, in Amy Edmondson's words, that to err is human. Common humanity is all about remembering you're not alone. When we learn to walk, we fall. When we learn to ride a bike, we fall again. To fail is a human experience. You are not alone. When these moments arise, the moments where you or others come up short, how will you meet them? Thank you for your practice today. I look forward to continuing together next Thursday.